folks are busy. In Oberlin, the Northern Ohio Youth Orchestra has a performance coming up, and we're here to talk about that. We've got the executive and artistic director, Andrew Mockimer. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming in this morning.
My pleasure.
For folks who are not familiar with the Northern Ohio Youth Orchestra, or NOYO as for short.
Yes.
Tell us a brief synopsis of the group.
Sure. NOYO was founded in 1969. It's our 48th season, and we serve 130 students in Lorain County and across Northern Ohio. We have four ensembles, ranging from elementary all the way through high school. We have string ensembles and wind ensembles and a full symphonic ensemble for our high school group. We meet late September through late March, and we put on three concerts throughout the year. This concert coming up is our second concert on January 22nd, Sunday at Finney Chapel in Oberlin, Ohio at 3:30 p.m. So we hope a lot of people will come out and enjoy all the hard work the kids have put into the music.
How does one become a member?
Well, we have auditions throughout the season. Our big audition dates are, of course, at the beginning, throughout the summer and in September. But if you visit our website at www.noyo.org, you can get all the information you need to become a member. And we would love to have everyone come out and check us out.
How do you get enough to fill an orchestra? So you have a variety because there's many. Maybe there's a lot of people who have strings. How do you get certain woodwinds? How do you kind of blend that? Or do you have people that shift over? How do you work that sort of thing?
Well, we've been very lucky. There are many students in Lorain County that are hungry for the opportunity to play in a quality musical ensemble. So, you know, every year we have these auditions, and I mean, there are just students out there that want that musical experience. So we really haven't had much of a problem with that. So
they all come and they perform, and your performance is titled Elasticity.
Elasticity, yeah. The program is very eclectic. A lot of different types of music from different eras. And we, to showcase that, we called the concert Elasticity, kind of to show the tug and pull music can have on us, not just emotionally, but also throughout time. It kind of connects us to our past and propels us to the future. Also, us as an organization needs to be flexible so that we can serve our students in the best way possible. So.
Now, are you talking classical pieces over the years, or what kind of music?
Yeah, well, we're playing some very classical music, Borodin Symphony No. 2, and that's from 1876, but we're also playing a piece from 2009 that involves electronics and techno music. So a little bit of everything on this concert.
And not only the music, but the conductors also influence, I guess, the performance for the students too, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And we have fantastic conductors for our ensembles. Mary Price conducts our youngest string ensemble. Peggy Willett is a music director at Avon Middle School, and she conducts our middle school strings. And then we have with us Dr. Octavio Masarokas, who's going to be with our high school group. He is also the orchestra director at Baldwin Wallace. So we're lucky to have him with us for this concert series.
How did you get involved?
Well, I moved in the area two summers ago. My wife is a musicologist and took a position at Baldwin Wallace. And I was looking for work and ended up applying for the general manager position at NOYO and learned about the organization and all the wonderful things that it was doing. And then the executive director position opened up and I applied and was fortunate enough to get that position. So I've learned a lot through these past couple months and have really enjoyed working with the organization.
And I've learned that Andrew is a bassoonist.
That's right. Mm. That's right. Yep. Double
now,
reeds.
How did you start with that? I mean, nobody goes and goes, I want to be the bassoonist.
Yeah,
or someone says, you're pretty good with what, the other woodwind or something?
That's right. People rarely start on the bassoon. You usually start on another instrument and then you get switched later. There was a need in our ensemble and I was ready for something different. So started playing the bassoon, never looked back.
What do you like about her? Did that really got you thinking, this is something that I can...
Well, the bassoon is a very unique instrument. Nothing sounds quite like the bassoon. And also the range that a bassoon can play, very low, very high. It's a unique instrument, and it's a lot of fun to play.
And your parents can find you in the orchestra, no problem.
That's right. Exactly. Easily seen, which is nice.
Right. And so do you have a little bit of an affinity to the bassoonist of the of NOYO?
Of course. I try not to let that show too much, but yeah, of course.
You have this concert coming up. You mentioned you have three a year.
We have three, yep. Our last one will be in March 26th. We're going to invite David Pope from Elyria High School to direct our high school ensemble for that concert, and it'll be all of our groups will be performing. We started a new ensemble this year, our Symphonic Wind Symphony, and they are middle school wind instruments and percussion instruments. So we'll have all four ensembles for the first time in March on stage at Finney Chapel, and we're really excited about that moment.
Are you practicing for that, or does that follow this upcoming concert?
Follows this upcoming, yep. As soon as we're done on the 22nd, we hand out music for the 26th of March, and we get cracking. So.
And the theme for the March one?
It's called Landscapes, so we'll be doing a lot of pieces that evoke imagery of different landscapes from over the world, all across the world. So we're looking forward to that.
Well, there you're located at the New Union Center of the Arts in Oberlin. You share space with a lot of other artistic groups, dance and music and arts. What's it like to walk into that place on any particular day?
It's a really unique place to work. And, we talk to each other all the time, every day. We're in there, the Oberlin Choristers, the Mad Factory, FAVA, which is an arts organization, the Ohio Dance Theater. I mean, we're always in there talking about how we can work together to serve the students of Lorain County and to put together quality programs for the community. So really, it's about the kids and it's about the community, and it's something that I really enjoy about the job, and it's just a fantastic environment to be in.
Maybe it's the level of the student and the quality that comes there, but how do you keep them motivated to do this, especially kids who are going through puberty ages, what I mean? They're just getting, there's different interests, things tug and pull at them. How do you kind of keep them focused in doing this?
Well, you challenge them, right? The music that you pick has a big role in that. You want it to be something that they are excited about and something that pushes them to try hard and challenges them. But also, you have to create a sense of community in the ensembles and in the organization. The parents need to be on board and need to respect what you're doing and understand that you're putting the kids' needs first. And the students need to have a good time, right? That's important. So we do things like we have pizza parties and we have different activities for them throughout the season, so that they can get to know one another, and that way they can create friendships and bonds that will last long past NOYO.
Wash your hands after eating pizza before you go, right?
We try to do that, yeah.
But it brings together, you forge those friendships across school systems.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And that's one of the big plugs I put. Come join NOYO. There are kids in other schools that do what you do. There are kids that care about music as much as you do. And you get to meet those students from other schools and create those friendships. And it was one of the things that I enjoyed the most when I was in my youth ensemble. And I'm just happy to be able to facilitate that for the students of Lorain County.
I'm looking at the website. It's very interesting. On the top, you see them all sitting in their chairs with their instruments, wearing the black and white. Mm-hmm. And then you scroll down in here, and then you just have this kind of bunch of kids on the steps with all their multicolors and the fashions of the day as well.
So, oh, yeah. Yeah, got to have fun. You got to have fun. That's an important part.
And again, the concert's coming up on January 22nd in Finney Chapel. Any information people need to know more about that?
No, you can go to our website, www.noyo.org, and you can buy tickets online. You can buy tickets at the door. It's all general seating. But if you get there a little early, you can have a nice seat for the concert.
Sounds great. Andrew Mockimer, Executive and Artistic Director at the Northern Ohio Youth Orchestra, NOYO for short. Thanks for coming in. I appreciate your time today.
Thanks so much for having me.